Ehrlichman News. I have Mr. Ehrlichman
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
You are.
Thank you. Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
I just talked to Bob and told him he could call you. You would have to call me back.
Okay.
But, you mean, Mr. Philman and the talk with Peterson.
All right. I'll get it from him then.
Yeah. And the only thing that is particularly relevant is that piece of paper which they brought in here, which I talked to Peterson about it, and he said that he felt very strongly, as did Ed Kleinis, that the Dean's people were trying to blackmail them with that.
Hmm.
And that they therefore felt it was very important that they get that, because I had assured Peterson that, of course, it had never been conveyed to the prosecution, that they at least get it to. So the prosecutor was aware of the fact that it first, that their investigations, you see what I mean, is that Dean's lawyer having told them this, they have feel that it's important that the prosecution know it, and the judge know it. Now, that's what they've done,
I think.
And I don't think I had any choice in the matter. I mean, I could have said to kill it, don't pass it on. It's
so they passed it on to Matt Byrne?
Pass it on to the judge.
I think.
That's right. And what is likely to happen is that, well, I don't know, might call Dean, and then Dean will have to say what it was.
Hmm.
So Watergate bugger's involved, and came to the psychiatrist's office. Let me say, though, on that point, I think it was